This is the Media and Ministry column. These are some highly recommended books for the holidays. We begin with Lullaby for the King. An award-winning poet and author, Nikki Grimes, has created a read-aloud Christmas story that families will return to again and again for its playful rhymes, delightful vocabulary, and rich illustrations by Michelle Carlos. A whole host of animals makes its way to Bethlehem. Donkeys bray, hippos lumber, and sparrows skim the wind, and lamb meanders. As they arrive at the stable where Christ was laid, their gifts were given to the babe, each a picture of love. A new Christmas classic. Another one, Ordinary Blessings for the Christmas Season, Prayers, Poems, and Meditations. A third book of the Ordinary Blessings series by Meta Herrick Carlson, an ELCA pastor. It focuses on Advent and Christmas and offers a wide range of humorous, poignant, and honest poetic entries for this busy time. Blessings for small Santas, for church employees, for a delayed or canceled flight, for passing along a beloved family recipe, and dozens more. It's perfect for expanding your seasonal practices in some fresh ways. And there is Spirit Wheel, Meditations from an Indigenous Elder. Readers will deepen their devotional life with Spirit Wheel by Choctaw Elder and Episcopal Priest Stephen Charleston. The book includes more than 200 meditations that invite readers into mystery, faithfulness, curiosity, and openness as they read and reflect on meditations on four themes: tradition of ancestors, kinship with creation, vision of the spirit, and balance of life. Charleston says these meditations will not be telling you something you did not know, but rather something that has been part of you forever. And poet, activist, and educator Joe Davis has published a second collection of poetry called Remind Me Again. It offers 41 poems that remind the reader of their deepest selves, their role in caregiving for each other, and their place in the broader world. Each poem includes a practice for readers to dig further into its themes. If your congregation has poetry lovers, order the accompanying facilitator guide and explore the poems together. And Katie Fick and Matt Marroll, ELCA campus pastors, have authored a book for college students who need God's reassurance of His presence through all the changes and adventures and challenges that colleges can bring. It's called Unscheduled Grace. It includes devotions that connect Scripture to the experiences, emotions, and uncertainties of young adulthood. Prayers range in topics from new beginnings, roommate problems, I wish I was dating, to I dread going home, stress, and before a test. This is a book for every college student in your prayers. And The Just Kitchen, in Invitations to Sustainability, Cooking, Connection, and Celebration, by Derek Weston and Anne Wufenden. This book combines the joy of cooking and your love of community. They have crafted recipes, reflections, and liturgies that invite readers into questions, activities, and actions. A delightful way to go deeper into what is served on your table. This book is best read in community, so pick up a copy for a cooking friend and read it out loud together. And then there is The Calendar of Word and Season, Sundays and Seasons, Year B, 2024. Searching for a paper calendar that connects you to the church year and features vibrant liturgical art? Well, look no further than the Calendar of Word and Season. Each month features a piece of art bursting with color by Mary Button, an ELCA pastor, along with visual reminders of the church year and its season, color, and holidays and festivals, as well as space for recording events and reminders. The back pages include weekly readings from the Revised Common Lectionary. It's a great gift for church committee members.